VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Israeli military reports an American activist who was shot and killed in the West Bank last week was likely shot unintentionally by Israeli forces aiming at someone else. 26-year-old Ajinor Ezgiegi, an activist from Seattle who held both U.S. and Turkish citizenship, was killed Friday following a demonstration against Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. The military said Tuesday its inquiry found that it is highly unlikely she was hit. It was highly likely she was hit indirectly and unintentionally, and the fire was not aimed at her, but at the key instigator of the riot, unquote. Speaking to reporters in London Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reacted strongly to the report, saying Eggie's killing was both unprovoked and unjustified.
No one should be shot and killed for attending a protest. No one should have to put their life at risk just for freely expressing their views. In our judgment, Israeli security forces need to make some fundamental changes in the way that they operate in the West Bank, including changes to their rules of engagement.
Other protesters at the scene said there had been clashes between Israeli forces firing tear gas and live rounds and Palestinians throwing rocks, but they had subsided before Eggy was shot. Blinken also announced Tuesday that U.S. intelligence is reporting Iran has been supplying short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine, and said it said the U.S. and other allies are planning to impose new sanctions on Iran in response. Blinken made the report during a joint news conference with British Foreign Secretary David Lammy in London, where Blinken is meeting with top British officials. Blinken said Iran's actions are in clear violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions. He said it's well documented that Iran has been supplying Russia with drones for use in Ukraine, but ballistic missiles are a dramatic escalation. Iran has denied supplying Russia any weapons for its war in Ukraine. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.